shall we read a poem from A Light in the Attic?
Hello all, and welcome to A Shall We Read a Poem. I'm Russ.
Hi, I'm Lauren.
Surprise, there's a guest here whom we've never heard from before.
She's Lauren.
How are the kitties, Lauren?
So I have, well, Minerva's been pestering me right now. And we have one unneutered male cat in my bathroom because...
Big ol' swinging balls.
He's so stinky. He smells so bad. Feisty. He just kind of like drips urine a little bit because he's just like putting his stink everywhere.
I'm going to need to park on that because I feel like that is descriptive of every, like, unneutered male that exists. Just dripping stink everywhere.
Yeah.
Uncontrolled urine.
I mean, I think it's sort of like he's spraying, but he's not actually projecting it. He's just dribbling.
Hello, friends. I hope you weren't waiting on a normal episode of Shall We Read a Poem? Because that's all we have for this week. Yes, that was it. That tiny little intro. Because after we recorded that, Lauren's computer decided to give up the ghost. Yes, we have no idea what happened. Her sounds are gone forever from that episode. So, I hope you enjoyed it. What happens now is I'm going to give you some outtakes. So, enjoy those. Bye!
I have not been listening to much in the way of podcasts because I haven't had a whole lot of time, but I did have time to listen to shit on the drive to and from Seattle.
Anything good?
You know, I listened to our podcast a little bit, and oh my gosh, I shriek and so much that I don't tend to sound very good on the microphone.
I think you sound pretty normal on the microphone.
Okay, I think I sound just sort of like, what is it called when the microphone can't handle any more of the sound you're making?
Oh, you're clippy.
Yeah, I think I sound clippy.
But I declip all the episodes.
All right, but I still sound clippy even after you declipped it.
If you're really good at it, like some people like know how far to lean back when they're about to yell, but...
Yeah. Well, I like, should...
You see
I should
comedians
learn
do
that
all the time.
Because in the episodes I listen to, I rarely speak in a normal voice.
I guess my voice is normal. I've never really thought about it.
No, you sound a lot better than I do.
The only time I think I'm really unlistenable is when I'm doing like stuff for work and it has to sound vaguely instructive. And so it's like, when writing out an insurance claim for teeth, you must understand that teeth surfaces must always be listed after service code. You know, some bullshit like that.
Wow, is that an actual sentence you had to say?
Yes. Yeah, in the last week, I have made probably 20 videos for a dental assistant class. And so I just have scripts, and it is the driest material you've ever encountered. Like it's wild.
Well, I think you should look into more voice stuff because you're doing it a lot.
I'll go over to like the Gone Wild audio people.
Yeah, I mean you're doing it professionally, even though you're not explicitly doing it professionally. But if you're doing it for schools, and even though that's not your job, you're getting paid for your time to do it. You are doing it professionally.
Woo! I'm doing it professionally. It is sadly true, isn't it?
It is true.
What was the dumbest one? Oh, I did one. There was one on like semantics in the dentist office. That was a really good one, where it was like lists of explicit things not to say and to replace them with. And so it's like you didn't use the word cost, you used the word investment. You didn't say the dentist is busy, you would say we've had an unexpected development, you know, bullshit like that.
Yeah, nobody believes that anymore. We've all heard
Nobody. I didn't write it. I just recorded it.
We've had an unprecedented volume of calls. No. No. This is how it always is, and you just don't hire more people.
My favorite one was like for telemarketing, or it's like, remember back when you would like buy stuff off TV, call a 1-800 number and get plates or Donald Trump commemorative coins, things like that.
You know? No one ever bought them.
But
somebody did, I guess.
Somebody did. But my favorite line from those was, if the line is busy, please try again. Like, as though, oh, you're never going to get through to get this Dale Earnhardt Jr. plate.
Well, it's possible that they had one person doing all of them, and so the line might have been busy.
God, I would have liked to. Man, call centers back in the day must have been just raw. When people have nothing better to do, there's no internet to complain on. Fuck.
And there would always be these things like, call now. If you call within the next blah, blah, blah minutes, you'll get blah, blah, blah. As if they knew when their commercial was going to air.
Yes! You can just, oh man, say what the hell ever. Those commercials are the best. And my favorite bit in those is how no one knows how to do human things. And so, like, you'll have a guy, it's like, do you find it difficult to wash your car? And the guy's, like, going to his car, but he's carrying 1,000 implements at the same time and, like, trips and falls into the gutter and a dump truck runs over his head, you know?
I love infomercials. I really do genuinely love infomercials. I remember once I was, since I don't smoke pot that really at all, I once was hanging out with a whole bunch of other people. Everybody else was high, and I'm like, we're gonna watch infomercials and you're gonna watch them with me. Amazing. Because you're too high to object.
And they're so much fun. Like, yeah. I'll watch them sober.
Oh no, I was sober.
Man, that sounds like fun.
I remember they would talk about no CODs, and it took me a long time to learn what a COD
cash
was.
Cash on delivery.
I don't think anybody even did CODs at that point.
I feel like that would be the biggest scam. No, I'll give it when it gets there.
But I don't think anybody still used that for anything. So I think it was a really outdated thing that they were saying, no, you can't do that.
When was the last time you paid with a check?
Pretty frequently by mail.
I haven't owned a checkbook in like my last two banks, probably. Wow.
Anything that comes by mail, and they're like, well, you could go online and go on our website and register a new account and pay that way. And I'm usually like, fuck it, I'll burn 50 cents, 55 cents, just to like not have to do that.
Wow. You are next level.
I do not want more internet accounts.
Oh, the Banshees of Inisherin. Watch it. Yeah, I know.
I'm behind on everything that I want to watch.
If you're ever high.
I won't be, though. At least not that kind of high.
There was a magic period, 2004 or 3, 3 or 4, somewhere in there, where esteemed actor Colin Farrell, who is now nominated for Best Actor, or Best Supporting, for his performance in The Banshees of Inisherin, had leaked on him, or possibly leaked himself, a wonderful sex tape. And he was playing Bullseye in Daredevil at the time, the Ben Affleck version. And so he had his head shaved for the role and was going down on a gorgeous, like, just extraordinarily dark-skinned woman. And so this contrast of shiny, bald egghead and, like, jet-black thighs was wild to begin with. And she's the one doing the filming. And she goes, you like that? And he goes, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then the entire world got to see him say this. And can you imagine your worst sex line ever then following you for the next 15 years?
So they put it in the script?
No. He was talking about recently. People still yell it at him.
Oh, I thought somebody put it in a script for him.
No, that would be wonderful if it were written in the script. But no, Banshees isn't really that kind of movie where you're going to break the fourth wall. But damn, that's good for him to bounce back from that.
I mean, it doesn't seem like he had to. I mean, he was having sex with a very good-looking woman.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
So what, he made a silly quip during Cunnilingus.
You know what? You're right. Good for him.
Yeah.
He's the best.
Yeah.
You know what's a really popular drink in Spain? Red wine and Coca-Cola.
Oh yeah, I've heard that. I forget what it's called.
Calimoto, that's it.
Okay.
Yep, that's the stuff. Ugh. What kind of monster?
I kind of want to try it.
What is the that liquor that's really popular in Chicago?
Malort.
Malort, thank you. Jepson's Malort. You ever tried
what about?
That?
I've tried Malort, yes.
Oh, Jesus, is it good?
Fuck no.
Oh, damn.
Okay, but also I hate licorice and anise flavors.
Hmm.
So it's like bitter with that. I think at least that's my memory of it. But also, I could be mixing it up slightly with the Jägermeister, which I also don't like.
Hmm.
Either
that's way. I enjoy Jägermeister.
Blech.
I do have a question about your attire. I was going to mention it earlier in the episode. You look like you're wearing a policeman's shirt. There's an American flag prominently emblazoned on one
side. Yeah, everybody's bothered. Everybody's really perturbed that I'm wearing an American flag. I just got, look, this is just like a cycling hoodie that I got in like the office that was like in a box. And someone was like, you want a hoodie? And I was like, sure. And like, I'm really blasé about it because I'm just like, whatever. It's like a frumpy hoodie I'm wearing. I was like, Lauren's wearing an American flag.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, yeah. It came from a free box. I don't know what to tell you.
Also, isn't it wild how quickly the American flag became indicative of the enemy?
Yeah.
It's like that's true. In Canada, too. It's like, if you have a Canadian flag, something's fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, I've thought about putting a patch on it, but I also just don't care about this hoodie enough to, like, modify it. I don't know. Like, everybody's just like, what are you doing? And I'm like, yeah. I don't think about it at all.
I love that I'm, like, the ninth person to have mentioned this. You know, Bill Gates put Bluetooth in the vaccine.
Is that why you feel so shitty afterward? Bluetooth is a terrible technology.
It works for these.
I thought it's supposed to be 5G. That 5G is supposed to be in the vaccine.
Bluetooth ain't 5G.
Did you have the opportunity to get the new vaccine?
Merlene, get in here. Bluetooth ain't 5G. No, she said it on the talking box. Yeah, we talked about that last episode. It fucked me right up.
Oh, right. We did. We did, and it did.
Yeah.
I remember it fucked somebody up, but I couldn't remember it was you.
No, that was me. And like I said, I was a bitch about it, too.
No, it's fine.
I was like on the couch.
I think I told you I was a little bit whiny, and it didn't even affect me that much. That was pretty much my symptom, was I was like a little pissy.
I made my little moaning noise just there. How many times in your life have you been scared to the point that you make a sound without realizing you were making a sound?
Usually only when, I tend to go silent when I'm really scared.
Mm.
Unless I'm scared, unless I'm like startled, and then I will scream. But if I'm scared, I won't make a noise. I get very quiet.
When I was like 19 or 20, I was at, I guess it could be termed an amusement park, but it was just like, here, fall off of high things. And that was the amusement.
Right. I did one of those. I did one of those and I did not enjoy it. And apparently, and I mean, I opened my mouth to scream and nothing came out.
Oh, okay.
Nothing came out.
This attraction was, they lowered me down out of a basket with a big net under me,
uh-huh,
and then just loosed me from the basket, and you fall like 10 stories, but you land in a big circus net, right?
Uh-huh.
That was the attraction. I was like, I love the engineering at work here. But as I approached the hole that I would be dropped through, unwitting of myself, like I played no part in this sound, but I went, like that sound just came out of me. I didn't make it. It just left me. And I was like, oh, I'm scared now. Oh, something tickled you there.
Yeah, That is funny. No, I think when I went on an amusement park ride, that they had you in like a harness and like you were seated. It was kind of like you were on a roller coaster, except all the roller coasters go down very fast. Mm. But yeah, they just dropped you, and apparently I made a face that was left an impression on people, and I made no sound at all. Like, apparently the girls next to me were screaming and having a time, and I just kind of went, eh, and that was all.
Have you seen the trend of people uploading videos of girls passing out on the slingshot ride?
No.
Well, the slingshot, I'm talking about that big thing where you're between two giant rubber bands, and it's not bungee jumping because you start on the ground in like a pod, and then it shoots you up into the air and you bounce back and forth between these rubber bands for a while.
That sounds terrible.
No. I've ridden it once in my life, I think. Anyway, I thought it was, you know, fun. But they, in some of the pods, they'll mount like a camera right in front of you in the pod, so you can buy the video of you screaming as you're launched heavenward. And the popular thing to do on TikTok/YouTube is for girls to upload videos of presumably themselves passing out on these rides. Hmm. And it's happening a lot. And I can't tell if they're just good at faking it or if there's a sudden thing where they're like taking blood pressure lowering medication just so they can like flop around like it looks, some of them are awful. It's like, how do you have bones left?
Yeah, that doesn't sound like they're faking it. I don't think I'd ever go skydiving after that Tower of Terror or whatever it was called, because I realized I don't like the feeling of falling. I don't. And skydiving was falling for a very long time.
Oh, Jesus, there's multiple compilation videos out there.
I don't know if she's passed out. Like, she's...
Well, then check out 313.
Maybe she's passed out. I can't tell. Like, her face seems to be reacting, but her body... It's like her body isn't, but her face was reacting. Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, her head.
Yeah, well, the one thing I've noticed is the ones I've seen so far, they don't lose control over their head, really.
This girl's... Oh, my God.
So, you know when they say, like, a certain number of G's and you lose consciousness or something like that? That might be what's happening.
It must be. But, man, this video is 11 minutes long, and this is girls passing out number 3.
So, the funny thing is they seem to lose consciousness for a second and then come back a moment later and, like...
And then they'll go to sleep again and then wake up again.
Yeah, I think it must be the number of G's or whatever that's doing it. There is no point when I'm more aware of time than when I'm physically uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And especially when I'm physically uncomfortable and have to travel. Or I'm in some in-between space where, like, one day, like, there was several hours in Inverness where I just wandered around trying to find a comfortable place to be.
You feel trapped.
You feel so trapped. Yeah. And then there was the plane, hour after hour going by of just complete
misery. Did
you
have a layover?
Yes.
Oh my God!
And most of that was standing in line in customs.
Oh my God. It's just fall to the ground.
Yeah.
Fall to the ground and let them deal with you at that point.
Yeah, I started to feel pretty feverish. And so I've been in bed for like a week.
Well, I'm glad you're on the mend.
Yeah, it's day 13.
Lord. Man, that's great. I mean, it sucks, but that's great. Misfortune is the fucking funniest.
Is it funny? For me, it seemed pretty repetitive.
And then I got sicker, and then the bus caught fire. And then I got sicker, and two buses caught fire.
I was trying so hard. Like, I was really being a good sport until, like, I took a swift decline one night in Inverness. Like, I remember on the guy who picked us up in Invergarry, the one that with a broken leg that was going hunting, he was just like, you two are so stoic, because we kept being like, oh, well, you know,
it's wet. We have good clothing for wet weather and things like that. And he's like, you're so stoic. And I did so well until I got just until like that one night where I was so sick I couldn't sleep and I lost my voice. And like it went from this is a cold to this is laryngitis and bronchitis at the same time. Oh. That I really just I just lost my shit.
Pobre Lauren.
Yeah.
Well, I scheduled a trip.
Where are you going?
Costa Rica.
Hooray. I'm thinking now maybe if I'm leaving the country, I should only go to places that have hot weather.
Yeah, Costa Rica, man. So that's what's the average high in December? 25 degrees centigrade. What's the average high in June? 26 degrees centigrade.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That sounds about right. And nice and humid in a good way. Not like the wet, clammy walls in Scotland. Oh, yeah. So there was like one night in the nasty guest house in Inverness. I like was eating Indian food, while I was decanting it, I got somehow sprayed some up a wall. So I took toilet paper and water and just wiped it off, and I was like, cool. And it kind of looked like there was claw marks on the wall. I was like, it's water. It didn't go away.
it just stays wet.
Because it was so wet, it didn't go away. And apparently the guest house host was pissed. And I was like,
why?
Because it stayed wet for so long, it was like ruining the paint, or I don't know. The guests, I don't know. They have a problem with water, is what I'm saying. They need to get something like turn the heat on, you misers.
He's mad. It's his wet ass country. Grab a bucket and a mop for that wet ass country.